Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, the Democrats, they think they're sneaky. We pulled the bait and switch on you. We suckered you in on the payroll, on the payroll numbers, the unemployment numbers. Did you see that? They said, payrolls rose far more than expected in January, despite surging Omicron cases that seemingly sent millions of workers to the sideline, the Labor Department reported Friday. Now, I told you they were already setting us up. These numbers were bad because certainly December was horrible. They lost 311,000 jobs or 301,000. It was over 300,000. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. So they think, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put out there that it's going to be horrible and then it's going to be really good. And here's how it reads. Non-farm payroll surged by 467,000 for the month, while the unemployment rate, get this, edged higher to 4%. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Dow Jones estimate was for payroll growth of 150,000 and a 3.9% unemployment rate. The stunning gain came a week after the White House warned that the numbers could be low due to the scandemic. Let me tell you what they did. So we get this number. Oh, it was much larger than we anticipated. So it even caught us by surprise. You'll watch all the economists. Well, it is a sign that that the economy is recovering, and you're going to get all these platitudes about the economy. But here's what they're not going to tell you. They're going to readjust it down the next month. They're also going to tell you that some of those jobs were due to happen because of the supply chain issues and all the other things. So the real number, and notice that they fed in the Dow Jones number. They said the Dow Jones estimate was only 150,000, so it blew it out of the water. Let me put it in perspective. You had millions, record millions of people who are quitting jobs. Many of them are starting their own companies or going to other jobs. And suddenly, you get this surge. It's a surge that had to happen. What do you think is going to happen when unemployment runs out? What do you think is going to happen when you force people to leave jobs and they got to go find some? Eventually, they're going to get jobs. The real number, if they were being honest with you, they would have said the estimate was for 750,000 new jobs. But they don't have the heart to tell you it was only 467,000. Good number. Wait until they revise it. I'm going to bet you money right now they revise it down. That's the only thing you can do with leftism is revise it down. The numbers don't get better. The only thing that gets better for Democrats is spin. That's it. We're going to move on because I wanted to cover a couple of issues to begin the show. These are things from last week, but they're stories that catch me kind of funny. So Los Angeles Mayor Garcetti, Biden administration ambassador nominee, Eric Garcetti, was seen in a photo. He was maskless, and he was with Lakers legend Magic Johnson, and along with San Francisco Mayor London Breed. And this was at the SoFi Stadium for the NFC Championship game. Magic Johnson tweeted a series of photos that featured him and a number of other people in a luxury box overlooking the field. These people included Garcetti, Breed, and California Governor Gavin Newsom. None of them were wearing masks. Now, this is despite a local public health officer order requiring attendees to wear masks at all times during so-called outdoor mega events, except when actively eating or drinking. And Magic Johnson, of course, who's in high risk because of his age, and also he's got HIV, Well, you would think that he'd be protecting himself. So what's funny is Garcetti actually said, I don't know why, he said that, because people were making fun of him. They're saying something like, you know, he has the nerve to want to wear a mask around people with COVID, but he won't wear a mask around a dude with HIV. That was sort of the buzz around his lack of wearing a mask. But he said something that I felt like was even more incendiary, that should have the LGBTQ community, or certainly those with HIV, up in arms. Did you hear what he said? He said he held his breath. He held his breath while taking the picture. I guess magic wasn't clean. I don't even know how you can come back from that. He caught some grief on it. So he said, I held my breath while I took the picture. What were you doing the rest of the time when they got you on video with no mask on? Were you holding your breath when you were talking to white people? I'm just curious. Asking for a black friend. Oh my gosh, that was the funniest excuse. Now, the media didn't spin it as black. They spin it as he only did it a temporary, you know, for a little bit of a time. For example, they go on to say this. This is what his spokesperson said. He was wearing a mask at the game and removed it for a brief moment to take a few photos. Los Angeles Public. Well, let's just be clear before we even go on, because we all know COVID knows this is a photo op. You can't attack people during a photo op. You got to let them get the photo, and then you become transmissible again. So, yeah, they didn't want to take the picture with a mask. I get it. You don't want to take pictures with a mask. But see, I don't want to wear the stupid mask. But they claim it's all for the greater good, the public. So Newsom got asked, and he says he only did it for the photo. You're correct, he said when asked. I was very judicious yesterday, very judicious. You'll see the photo that I did take. Magic was kind enough, generous enough to ask me for a photo, and in my left hands, the mask, and I took the photo. The rest of the time, I wore it, as we all should. Not when I had a glass of water, and I encourage everyone else to do so, and that's it. Well, they looked at the photo, and he didn't have a mask in his left hand. He's a liar. And let me tell you something, this will all be over soon, because as I mentioned before, they're giving away the mask, which is a tell. This is over. It's ending in Sweden, it's ending in Denmark, it's ending in Denver. It'll be over. And we can all be more happy for it, because life is going to return to normal, whether they like it or not. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I will prove to you today, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we are winning against the idiotic leftist. I will prove to you today, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you are listening to one of the most sage people when it comes to discerning the lunacy that we suffer with today. And I'm so happy to report that the information that I have imparted upon you, that, by the way, already existed within you, you are finally winning. I'm going to explain leftist violence to my vast audience. Welcome, listeners, to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. So let me begin by saying this. The left hate being wrong. That's their biggest issue. They hate being wrong. You've heard me do many, many dissertations on this very subject. And here's the thing. Human nature, you hate being wrong too. And it's something you don't really outgrow per se, but you learn to discipline. Because being wrong stinks. I don't care what it is. Where did I put that? And somebody goes, you put it over there. I didn't put it over there. Oh, there it is. Oh, right? There's a reaction. A chemical reaction that happens when you find out that something you think is right is wrong. That is a fact. It's the science, I tell you. Oh, man. So when you're wrong, you want to, there's an automatic thing to want to push back, to want to defend. And what happens is, as you become older and you're a conservative, when you're older than, say, 5 years old, you finally get to the point where you go, oh, it's okay to be wrong. As a little kid, watch little kids play. And when one of them's wrong, I can tell you the one that's the most adjusted, who's parented the best, when they find out they're wrong, they go, oh, okay. I've seen it happen, and I go, wow, good parenting there. The kid doesn't get defensive. In fact, when you learn you're wrong, you theoretically should get more curious. You know, what did I form the basis of that made me go the wrong way? Leftists don't do it. They're not programmed that way. They're programmed to fight when they find out they're wrong. And they fight like sissies. They're a bunch of big old sissies. I promise you they are. They can look as tough as they want to be. They can be as menacing as they want to be until they run into the right person. So what happens when they're accused of it, when they find out they're wrong? They don't correct. They get violent. But they accuse us of being violent all the time. Now, that being said, I'll admit this. I will admit this. If you attack me, I will be violent. I will be violent beyond your wildest dreams. You ever watch these court cam shows and things like that where people want to get to the defendant who killed their brother or sister or mother or whatever? That's the level of violence, except mine will be controlled. Because I know how to be violent and keep it all very focused. So, that said, if you don't hit me, if you are not violent with me, what you will see is a very warm, caring, loving, perhaps charming person who will never even appear to be a threat. That's how I roll. And let me tell you something. I know you don't feel the way I do, because you're not necessarily a trained fighter. But I'll put it to you this way. The same is true of you. You are warm and loving and caring and occasionally charming like me, and people will never see that ugly side of you. But if they have to see it, even if you're untrained, you will still unleash it. See, that's who we are. We prefer to see the world. There's no reason for us to, I swear, I keep interrupting here. I'm interrupting my thought, but I think I have a better way of putting this. We are exactly what the left want to be. Level-headed, commonsensical. We are the ones that are going, oh no, don't resort to violence, but when we have to, woe is you. The left are not. They want you to think they're warm and caring. They're never charming. And it's easily provable that they are anything but warm and caring. And I'm going to give you an example. Democratic strategist James Carville. James Carville has been given enough information now about Wu Flu, like the vax Nazis that have written to me over the past few weeks, that I've pretty much stopped from writing to me. But James Carville knows enough now to know that, you know what? The ruse is over. People have figured this out. And I'm going to play some clips here in a second of Bill Maher, who is one of the most vapid leftists on the planet, who's now saying the left left me. I talked about that the other day. But let me just tell you, James Carville knows. Shots don't work. Masks don't work. Lockdowns don't work, and I could go on. And yet, he says he wants to slap the crap out of the unvaxxed. He wants a law passed that says you can attack the unvaxxed. Now, this is a person, folks, that was the strategist for the Clintons. He had presidents listening to him. And he wants to slap the crap out of you. And wants a law passed that allows people to attack you if you don't want to get a shot. That's right. And to James Carville, I say this. I'm your Huckleberry. I accept the challenge, James Carville, or anybody else who decides on this course of action. I accept the challenge. I'm not telling you I'm going to win, even though I have a 99.99% chance of it. But I'm going to tell you this. You will not walk away a winner. Slap me for not getting vaxxed. Let me ask you, do you think these people are going to apologize to us once they know with certainty what they've done? I'm going to answer that question for you because it's purely rhetorical. Nope. But let me give you some things that are happening because I've been warning you that, and I told you, I prefaced this. I'm so glad to have a radio show where you can go back and go, yup, no, Kevin said this. He said it. I told you they're going to start walking this back. And even as they are walking this back, a Democrat who is respected, a leftist, says he wants to slap the crap out of you. You know what else he'll probably want to slap the crap out of you for? For not wearing your mask. You ever been attacked by that on that? Let me ask you, are you getting attacked for not wearing your mask anymore? Well, let me just give you some updates. California is not going to extend its mask mandate. I talked about Denver the other day. They've lifted the mask mandate. They've lifted the vax mandate. Michigan, crazy Whitmer, she's backing away. Oh, whoop, whoop, boop, boop, boop. Countries, entire countries are now going, you know what, we're done. Let me give you some other states. Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, Oregon, all ending mask mandates. Is everybody vaccinated? Nope. But they're going, you know what? We don't need the mask anymore. You know what you're going to start seeing? You're going to start seeing people scrape those little stupid circles off the floor that say, please practice good social distancing. It's all going away, folks. I'll give you some more when we get back. Keep it here, please.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are to blame for the rising violent crime rate in the United States. That's at least according to Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, who says the White House has been distracted by tax and spend schemes.
Rates of carjacking have doubled, tripled, and even quadrupled in major metro areas. My hometown of Louisville set a new all-time murder record last year, 188 homicides, 24 of the victims were children.
McConnell slamming some Democrats who have pushed for defunding police departments. Federal agents in Los Angeles are securing SoFi Stadium for this weekend's Super Bowl with bomb-sniffing dogs. The TSA saying their canine program has proven effective over the years. The TSA uses 7 breeds of dogs. This is USA Radio News. France's president is meeting with his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts separately.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his 5-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising interest rates appear to be pushing people who want to buy homes to the sidelines. The Mortgage Bankers Association reporting Wednesday that the national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage jumped 5 basis points last week to 3.83%. That played a big role in last week's 10% drop in applications for loans to buy new homes. Find us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
WooFlu, folks, is much bigger than just the virus itself. WooFlu exposes leftism in every possible way. Herd mentality. Groupthink. Lynch mobs. People that want to do something to you, do damage to you because you dare not follow a narrative. It talks about how you can get into this public psychosis that affects everybody. And the people who dare bring sanity to this equation, who dare question, who use the absolute scientific method to understand what's happening in the world around them, are the ones who are pariahs, vilified. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com talking about the left and their want of violence for you for not following the line. You want to know why leaving leftism is tough? Is because they will kill you. They will destroy you. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm just reinforcing it. And you know what? It turns out WooFlu is backdrop. I've used it multiple times because it's evolved. It's a cancer that's constantly evolving. So WooFlu's evolving. Leftism is the same, no matter what. It takes the narrative, it takes the media, the social media. All it does is look for leftism, looks for more tools to use to get you to follow the line. Don't you dare jump off that line. And the many of us who say, you know what, you got to do more than that. I'm too smart to just believe what you tell me. They want you destroyed. James Carville wants to slap the crap out of people who don't want to get a vaccination, even in the midst of the bedrock of that whole thing just slipping right out from under his feet. And you want to know why James Carville's mad? Because James Carville's an idiot. He's mad at himself, and he's projecting on you. That's what it is. That's what ignorance, when you're ignorant and you get caught in your ignorance, you get mad. How dare you catch me in my ignorance? I'm going to do something to you because you've caught me in my ignorance. Now, see, that's a stupid way to live your life. I'm going to tell you, Melissa's a smart woman, and you can't get much by her. And when she said, well, that's not true, you better take heed. And I can tell you, my hand is up. The many times that I thought I was right, and I went, ooh. And initially, I was like, dadgummit. But you outgrow it. Eventually, you go, well, if you want to be with this woman, you better get used to being wrong because she's figured you out. You know, your statistics can now be confirmed or unconfirmed on Google. And, you know, or just plain, she just knows it. Now, on the occasions that I get her back, which is, you know, rare, but it does happen, I do rub it in. But it's become, you get to the point where you go, oh, I can accept that this person is bright and can be right and I may very well be wrong. See, this is that old fallacy where they say men don't like women that are smarter than they. Oh, no. Because a good guy does. A good man wants his woman to be bright and smart and all that. And it's okay that he's wrong occasionally. I mean, don't be wrong all the time. Like them leftist eunuchs. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I was telling you that these people will never apologize for being wrong. They're going to lash out at you. That's what Carville's doing. That's what all these people that are still virtue signaling with their masks. They so want a pandemic so they can feel right or whatever. And this ain't it. So California didn't extend its mask mandate. Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, and Oregon ending their mask mandates. You know what they have in common, right? Leftism. Every one of those states is run by a leftist. And they've all backed away. What happened? What happened? Joe Biden says, you know, we've wrangled this thing in the last 3 weeks. We've been able to do this or that. Now they're giving you statistics to tell you how safe it's going to be. Virginia Supreme Court tossed a challenge to Youngkin's anti-mask order. If you are pro-mask or pro-vax, folks, the foundation for anything you believed about Wu Flu is washing away from under your feet with the ocean tide. Meanwhile, a Spirit Airline flight attendant demanded a passenger remove his Let's Go Brandon mask because it's offensive. Now, he also had on a Let's Go Brandon hoodie. But she couldn't make him take that off because those are his clothes. But she decided she's going to make him take his mask off. Who's she to decide that? And who is it offensive to? I know you guys get this. But I want you to know, folks, that even the most ardent leftists are also beginning to get it. They see the ruse. And for the record, I don't care that we're talking about Wu Flu right now. This has nothing to do with this conversation. What I'm talking about is leftism. I don't care whether they're wrong on global climate change. I don't care whether they're wrong on CRT being taught in schools. I don't care whether they're wrong about the entirety of the education system. I don't care whether they're wrong about tax policy. I don't care whether they're wrong about China. I don't care whether they're wrong about Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, whatever. Foreign policy, border policy, they're wrong. And they hate being wrong. And they will fight you tooth and nail to not prove that they're not wrong, but to make you capitulate. You will not believe that I'm wrong. See, that's the difference. There's no basis of let me find out the truth. It's no. You're going to bend to my truth. My truth must be right. The universe revolves around me. That's what they think. Anyway, they're losing the battle. I'm going to play a couple of clips from Bill Maher. I can't stand Bill Maher. But see, Bill Maher is a litmus test for leftism in many cases. And so are others, by the way. And we document them. Michael Rapaport, I just talked about that knucklehead getting hit by a snowball. It was hysterical. The vapid leftist can't stand us. And you know what? He's talking about cancel culture. Dave Chappelle considers himself a left-leaning moderate, but, you know, call him whatever you want. What's he dealing with? Cancel culture. All these leftists who you haven't seen on TV for a while dealing with cancel culture. All the ones whose numbers are dropping, the box office stuff in Hollywood. Oh, did you see what Chris Noth said about women? He's a rapist, you know. Or whatever. They're all experiencing it. And you know what? It scares them to death. But only a few of them have been coming out saying something about it. They don't want to get doxxed. They don't want to get ostracized. Anyway, here's the first of these Bill Maher comments.
When people ask me, why are you so skeptical of what the medical establishment tells us? I say, because I've seen them react to a virus before. By 1987, CDC officials pretty much knew how HIV was spreading and who was in danger. Now, of course, there's no moral dimension to this, despite what Pat Robertson used to say. Gay sex is just as loving, natural, and salutary as the other kind, but science can be arbitrary. And instead of being precise and focusing on who should be protected, we launched a fear campaign about how AIDS was going to explode into the heterosexual community. Oprah Winfrey summed up what people were hearing when she said, "Research studies now project 1 in 5 heterosexuals could be dead from AIDS by 1990. But that didn't happen. And the upshot of bad information was that in the late 1980s, low-risk Americans were swamping testing facilities and diverting our attention and energy away from the truly at risk. New York in 2020 learned the hard way how much better precision would have been in prioritizing protecting the nursing homes. Contrary to popular lore, COVID is not Russian roulette. Of course, any virus, anything, can kill anyone at any time. But we know who COVID kills. 75% of COVID deaths are people 65 and older. 98 to 99% are unvaccinated. 78% who've died or been hospitalized were overweight. If you're obese and unvaccinated, or 85 and still crowd surfing at music festivals, yes, this will likely go badly for you.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Bill Maher, using the backdrop of the AIDS outbreak of the 80s to reinforce what's happening now. I don't know that it's necessarily the same type of thing, but okay, whatever. He's making a point. I get it. I'm sure you get it. It was a campaign that was driven by the media. Who knows was in control at the time? I honestly am not going to go back and do the research, but if he did, great. What he does reinforce is the irrational nature of what we've been led to. Low-risk Americans swamping testing facilities. All these tests that are being supposedly being mailed to people's homes. This is the biggest bunch of nonsense I've heard in a long time. But I want to dissect a couple of things he said when we come back. So hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
2 years ago, would you have predicted some of what is happening today? Would you have predicted, for example, that we would elect a brain-dead moron for president and cheat to get him in to a level that is unprecedented in history? That America would be a third-world banana republic run by, what did the guy call him the other day? A brain-dead despot or something like that? Would you have predicted that? Would you have even thought that was possible? You knew cheating could occur. But would you have believed that? Would you believe that a crackhead would be able to run freely throughout this country and be considered a Renaissance man, sell his art on the market for more money than most people make in a year? One painting? A crackhead. I could go on. This is unbelievable. Would you believe for a second that somebody would be talking about forcing you to get a shot, to get a vaccine passport so you could travel, so you could eat, so you could go shopping for your food, move around the country freely? If you had said that to me 2 years ago, I would have said, you are out of your freaking mind. There's no way. And here we are. Let me ask you this. What do you believe the left are capable of at this point? Do you have any limitations on them? Do you believe they will ever stop attacking you, attacking your freedom? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks, KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Your sensibilities are being tested in ways you would never believe. And for those of you who don't want to get in the game, shame on you. I mean, I love that people come out and listen to the program, but you got to get in the game. There are groups out there. I'm going to use my cigar group because they come to mind. But the guys out in a St. Pete area that are in the game, writing letters, doing things, mobilizing, asking questions about how to get more involved in the game. You got to love people like that. That's what's going to save us. I'll ask you another question. And then I want to get back to this whole how WooFlu exposes leftism. This is the bigger thing. I'm using WooFlu as I could be talking about global climate change. I could give you all kinds of data and the things that have been done in the way of global climate change that make no sense and expose leftism under that ruse. And maybe we'll do that another time. But right now, this is the one. And as I told you, they're all backing away now. They did full court press on WooFlu. Full court press. They got so dangerously close to getting exactly what they wanted. So dangerously close. Here's my question for you. If you are given a conspiracy theory of lockdowns, concentration camps, etc., food shortages, would you believe it? Now that you've gone through 2 years of this nonsense with what's happened under this non-event, and for the people out there that go, oh, Kevin, people did die from it. Screw you. I know people died from it. People die from everything. I hate when people, oh, well, you do know, Kevin, there is a racist out there somewhere. Well, that certainly validates America being a racist, because certainly there's one out there. I was at the barbecue place the other day. Some big mouth redneck was saying, talking about gay people. He's like, well, I don't want any of them in my area. You know, and I'm thinking, see, you're the person that somebody overhears and says, you know, and wants to say, and I said something like, wow, you're a real live and let live guy. You know, really? He's the one that perpetrates this idea that, oh, these old country boys, you know, okay, fine, look, if you aren't as evolved around that, I don't care. Like I said before, I don't care who somebody else decides to love. What I care about is when you want to make me have to, oh, you will love the way I have to love people. No, I won't. I don't have to love anything you love. Nothing. But I go back to what I asked you before. Would you have predicted some of the crap happening today? Would you believe what the left are capable of? If somebody said to you, Kevin, the left will absolutely come door to door to kill you, would you believe it? Because I'd believe it. Melissa sent me an article. She said, California wants to pass a law where you must report if you have guns in your houses for kids, you know, if you have kids in school, and give them permission to come and confiscate your guns in the event that they see some sort of a sign from your child that they could use the gun. Can you believe this? That's what's being proposed. So if I give you some crazy wacko thing that you go, oh, please, come on, man. Let me tell you, don't disregard it. Bill Maher's waking up. Not that he's a litmus test for anything. He's still an idiot. I'll play his clip. And the only reason why I play his clip is because I want you to understand what Bill Maher is finally evolving to. You're already there. You've been there. He thinks it's some, you know, the left left me. No, Bill, you've been an idiot your whole freaking life, and you're now starting to wake up. And you know what I give him credit for? At least he's starting to speak out, because most of his peers won't. Here's a second of the clips that we cut from his show.
It's time to do what a growing list of countries have done and announced. We're going back to something more like normal, beginning with recognizing that what we're doing to kids is unnecessary and horrible, and I don't even like kids. But making kids who have a COVID survivability rate of 99.98% mask up like bandits. Unfortunately, the thing that's getting stolen is their education, their sanity, and their social skills. A study this week from a professor at Johns Hopkins concluded that the lockdowns we all suffered through had little impact in reducing COVID deaths. Okay, that's kind of a big one to get wrong. Last July, President Biden said, "You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations." Well, I already knew that was wrong then, and now we all do.
Now, I want to stop there for just a second to remind you that in the previous clip, he said it's unvaccinated people over 65 who are at risk. It's vaccinated people over 65 who are at risk. The vaccine does nothing for you. And he just said it. See, that's the kind of thing that drives me crazy is these guys, even when he's trying to, in his defense, he's trying to say, look, this isn't working. He doesn't understand where he's missed it. Here's the rest of the clip.
The former director of the CDC, Robert Redfield, believes COVID originated in a lab, and now our intelligence agencies agree it might have. But for months on social media, it was banned to even discuss it. Look, I'm not saying the medical establishment isn't trying to figure it out or that they're corrupt, although there is some of that. But how about just wrong? Wrong a lot. Wrong about HIV, wrong about lockdowns, wrong about kids, wrong about how you couldn't get it if you were vaccinated. Remember washing our packages? And there's never been any research showing that outdoor transmission is likely or common, yet L.A. County says we're still supposed to mask up for big outdoor events, like we'll be at the Super Bowl. Well, supposed to. It's all theater, watching athletes mix it up on the court and then mask on the sideline, not being able to touch a menu, but watching them touch my food. Maskless at dinner while sitting but not standing.
You get the picture, folks. By the way, when he was talking about the Super Bowl, he showed pictures of Magic Johnson and all the dignitaries, none of them wearing masks while they took their picture. And, of course, all the excuses,
well, I only took a mask off just to get the picture, blah, 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 blah.
No, no, it's your rule. So I don't want to see your freaking face. Folks are getting it. But they're not just getting it on Wu Flu. They're getting it on inflation. They're getting it on the price of gasoline, which I know involves inflation, but I tend to think of it differently, and I think most people do. They're getting it on their jobs and job security. They're getting it on crime and safety in their neighborhoods and a host of other things. And the only job you have to do is to just remind them. There are a litany of things they're completely wrong on. This guy says, horrible for kids. It ruined their education, sanity, and social skills. He references a John Hopkins study. He talks about Biden, who says if you get the vaccine, you're not going to get the Wu flu. It did. He says it didn't originate in a lab, which they now know it did, and it was banned from discussion and on and on. I think you get the picture.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.